Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now, imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Guten Tag. What is the story with jobbies in the ocean? I am in a slow-burning romance with a really cool girl from Montanotti at work. I am in love. She sees me as a dote. It is the story of my life, yeah? The other day, I suggested we go sea swimming as a kind of date. But she said, don't be ridiculous, Jürgen. The sea along the core coastline is full of untreated sewage. The last thing I want is to rub up against a floater out of some knuckle dragger from Castletown Bear. So, what is going on? Why are you paddies pumping poo? Jürgen, Berlin und Berlin Kollig.
I rang the government there. The woman on the phone said, you'd swear we're made of money. It's either children's loans or clean coasts. You can't have both. So we'll stick with the poop.
It's lowered voices this week on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who love the planet, but not enough to stop us going skiing. Clina underscore Apres Ski said, this COP26 thing is a total balls. All this love for the forest means she can't have a top of her voice chat with Emer Crona Buckley and Brown Thomas about the cost of Chamonix for next year. That's a luxury ski resort, Audrey. I wouldn't expect you to know that now, living in Ballinlough. Fifi underscore White Priya said, shag the begrudgers, babes. Myself and my Ken have it all figured out. We're going to drive down the Douglas Road in our Prius, skis on top, and tell everyone who asks that we're taking the ferry to France and driving down. Hashtag save the planet. Clara underscore Million Ross said, will that not take ye ages? Fifi said, nah, babes, we'll just drive up to the airport and fly down. Total score. Sure, the ferry is totes lorry drivers and retired teachers from ovens in a camper van. Hashtag alert. We awarded her a golden babe for that touch of genius and agreed that human ingenuity will overcome all the problems we have with the environment. So, like, do you think it's okay to start talking about skiing holidays again at the top of her voices? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I called the posh cousin there and said, is this a bad week to start talking about a really expensive holiday? She said, I can't hear you, Audrey. I'm in Martinique with my Ken.
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Berna and myself were discussing the dismal dating scene in North Cork last week, and we decided to find a man who has travelled the world rather than some bit of narrow-minded pond life that would get a nosebleed if he went into Kenturk. So we signed up to a dating site that matches up with a well-travelled person. It's called Undressed by Kings Seen Some Things. 2 days later and I'm going for a bite to eat inside in Cork with some yank who is 10 years too old for his ponytail, wearing a pair of moccasins that made him look like a trainee clown. He said, let's go get a Mexican, and I said, how dare you suggest a threesome on the first date? You must think it's the way I'm from Kishkem. He said, no, Mexican food from across the border. I said, do you mean Skerteglen? Well, didn't he laugh an old mocking laugh that made me feel as low as a caterpillar in Amsterdam? So I rang Berna and said, pick me up outside Cash's. I've had more than my fill of Willie fecking Nelson. On reflection, though, I think I could do with some lessons on international cuisine. Where would you even start? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My niece is forever trying out new food from around the globe. She spends half her life on the Jacks. I said, what do you look for in a dish? She said, 10,000 likes on Instagram when I post a photo because there's a gaping black hole where my self-esteem used to live. Hashtag sorry I asked.
Come on, what's the story with eating a steak? Yourself and the old Al went out for a bit of a munch day on Wednesday night. 10-year anniversary, if you ignore the six-month break in 2018, which we actually do ignore because I slept with our cousin and it do be a bit of a sore point. Anyway, waitress comes down and says, what are you having? I says, I left a steak there, love, medium rare. Which in Cork means well done, just the way I like it. Then this fiend at the next table turns around and he shouts, "Here, plan a killer," at me, like. And his old dad starts crying, talking about co-farts, which is pure disgusting, like. People there trying to enjoy their dinner. I says, "Come out to me, John Lennon," because he'd the roundy glasses on him, the gormy looking fiend. "I'm having a steak here with me old dal, and it's none of your business." "That's what you said when I caught you with me sister," says me old dal, bawling no like, "night ruined. So come here, Audrey, is it possible to eat a steak in public now without some langer shaming you in front of your old dal? Don't you know any, Blackpool?"
Nobody wants to be made look foolish in a restaurant. I've lost count of the times Mike Honor has been left eating on his own because I've run over a waiter. Hashtag it's either 21 or 22.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.